Hi, folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts or any other podcast platform, I highly encourage you to follow this podcast. And for those who are listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. Now, today I want to talk about a unique ETF. Now, folks, I really enjoy doing stock and ETF reviews. See, I'm a student of investing. I just love it. I love investing. I like putting my money to work. And I just love building wealth. Folks, if you're just keeping money in your checking or your savings account, you're getting beat up with inflation. Now, I'm not opposed to keeping money in your checking or your savings account, but if you're just keeping your money in those particular accounts only and not participating in the financial markets, you're not building wealth. So you want to get in the mentality of putting your money to work. Now, the ETF that I want to talk about today, I don't hear a lot of people talking about, and I don't understand why. The ETF that I'm going to talk about today is the Vanguard International High Dividend Yield ETF, ticker symbol VYMI. Now, this ETF has a lot of good things that I like. Number one, it gives you international exposure. And why is that important? See, here's the thing. Most people that, and I can speak from being a U.S. investor, because I do live in the U.S., As U.S. investors, we have the tendency to want to invest in U.S.-based companies only. A lot of people like to invest in the S&P 500, so they'll invest in ETFs like VOO or VTI. And those are solid ETFs. Don't get me wrong. VTI and VOO, those are solid ETFs. They give you exposure to the S&P 500. But you're limiting yourself and you're thinking narrow-minded when you just want to invest in a particular country only. And I like VYMI because the holdings within this ETF are companies that are headquartered outside the U.S. A lot of the companies that are housed within this particular ETF, they do business in the U.S. They do business in other countries, but they're not headquartered in the U.S. So that's why I like this ETF, because you're getting global exposure. You're getting exposure to companies that are headquartered outside the U.S. And we'll talk about some of the holdings that are within this ETF as we proceed in this podcast. But that is key to successful investing, I believe, is being diversified. And what I mean by being diversified is being globally diversified. Setting aside a portion of your portfolio that gives you exposure to companies outside the U.S. Now, moving along, the holdings within this ETF I want to talk about. See, this ETF has a lot of holdings. This ETF has 1,398 holdings totally. And again, all these companies are companies that are headquartered outside the US. Now, the top 10 holdings of this ETF, you may or may not be familiar with, but some of them I'm sure you can resonate with because a lot of these companies do business in the US. Shell PLC, Toyota Motor Corporation. We all know what Toyota is. Novartis, which is a pharmaceutical company. Royal Bank of Canada. HSBC Holdings, PLC. So those are some of the top 10 holdings within this particular ETF that this ETF holds. Now, as a lot of you have been following on and following my content, you know I'm a big fan of investing for cash flow. So I like the fact that this ETF pays a solid dividend. It's Vanguard International High Dividend Yield ETF. So the name says it all. It's telling you it's paying a high dividend. So for those who like dividends, this ETF will give you cash flow. It pays a nice dividend at $3.12. For every share that you own, you'll be paid $3.12. The ETF pays dividends on a quarterly basis. It has a nice dividend yield of 5.39%. Pretty solid yield. I like that. Has an expense ratio of 0.22%. So for every $10,000 you have invested, you're going to be paying about $22 roughly a year. Not bad. So it's a solid ETF in my opinion. I like it. Now, as a full disclosure, I do own this ETF. I have a pretty long position in this particular ETF, and I like it. I think it's a solid ETF that gives you, and a lot of the holdings that are within this ETF are blue chip international companies. So that's my take on this particular ETF. I think it's a solid ETF. If you just want to get exposure to the foreign companies out there that are outside the US, I think this ETF will get it done for you. This is a solid ETF in my opinion. Now, you can do further research in this particular ETF and make the decision on whether or not you want to buy it. But for me, I'm going to continue holding this ETF and I'm going to continue to buy shares of this particular ETF because I believe in the importance of being globally diversified. So that's my take on this ETF. Now, for those who are listening to me on YouTube, leave some comments below. I want to get your take on this particular ETF. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. And remember, build and maintain wealth. I'll catch you in the next podcast. Peace.